Brad Adam joins us for his weekly conversation, always brought to you by John Howie Steak. You're looking for a good place to go entertain a client, a loved one, family member in town. John Howie Steak and johnhowiesteak.com. It provides a great steak and a great atmosphere. Brad joins on the Beacon Plumbing Hotline. When you were down in Peoria, Brad, did you ever watch that Padres prospect, that Ethan Salas kid?
I did not.
But are you aware of him?
I've heard about him. Yeah, he's, what now, 16? Is that what I read?
Do you know this story, Jim? He's a
He's playing Class A now
or
something?
He's a 16-year-old international free agent.
Which is the age limit, 16.
Yeah, and he is up at Single A Elsinore. And he made his debut last night. And in his he signed, first of all, his signing bonus was a record for that year, $5.6 million. This is how good they think he is. He made his
debut.
He made his debut last night. He's a catcher. I don't know if he's a switch hitting catcher. He hits from the left side, though. I don't know if he hits from the right side as well. In his debut as a designated hitter, he doubled, he singled, and had a walk.
16.
Wow. And he's 16. They think he'll make his debut something. He keeps certainly by 20, some think 19, be the fastest since Pudge Rodriguez made his debut. And you watch highlights of him. I was watching MLB Central this morning. I mean, it's
just, how big is he?
He's a big dude. He's star written all
16.
Over him.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that's good. Can we get him?
Dang.
Is there a way to get him?
We'll get him in a few years.
Yeah. Just kidnap
we'll
him.
Right? That'll be fun. Yeah. In our natural rivalry.
Yes,
with
it
the
is.
Cup.
Hey,
I'll be there next week. I'm excited.
Oh, that's a great trip, by the way. That's next week. That's a hell of a time to be down there. San Diego in June? That's not bad. It's a good timing.
Well, June gloom, but should be okay. Then to go to Anaheim. But I finally got on Torrey Pines. First time ever. I'm excited. I'm playing Monday, the off day.
Good for you.
I'll let you guys know. I'm very excited. I know you played it, Puck.
You're going to laugh at the driving range.
Not good?
No. That's what's going to be hilarious. Wow. You're going to go like, this is the driving range?
Where do the pros warm up?
That's where they hit. That's where they hit.
Okay.
I will say this is not a knock on this course because it's a nice driving range. Jackson Public Golf Course off 140. I'm not exaggerating. Has a better driving range than Torrey Pines.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
You'll get a chuckle out of it when you see it. And then you also get a chuckle out of it when you pay because you have to pay twice. You have to pay the city of San Diego one fee, and then you've got to pay the county another fee.
You think Brad's,
Brad's
not paying? This is comp for him.
Yeah, are you getting comp this round? Who's comping this?
No. We've tried. There's no comp, no deals because it's city owned. Like you said, there's nothing. So it's the rate. I think we were quoted was like $250, which I think is a pretty decent rate for now. I don't know if that's their peak season, but you know, I don't like to spend $250 on a round of golf. But for there, never done it. I definitely would.
Who are you going to play? Who are you going to play with?
Right now, I've got a buddy who got us a tee time, being a San Diego resident, which helped quite a bit. And scheduled, but you never know with these guys, scheduled is Brash and George Kirby.
Ooh. Are we going to interview him at the same time, maybe do like a little walk and talk thing? I enjoy those. Camera. I like a good little walk and talk.
Yeah, yeah. I do like those, too. No, this is just going to be, you know, off day, no cameras, just play a little golf.
Okay. What kind of game are we playing? Are we playing a little Nassau game? What are we doing here?
I don't know because Brash, I don't know. I think he hits it really far, like shocker, but he's a little wild. I'm not sure how he scores. But I know Kirby's a player. He had when they were in San Francisco last month, they had an off day, and like 12 of them drove down to Pebble Beach.
Ooh.
And he shot like 78
at Pebble. Jesus.
So I'm like, I don't know if I want to put any money up at George just
well,
yet.
Get some. Get some strokes, man.
There you go.
Yeah.
I'll just pull the old man card and just get some strokes.
Yeah, you can more than hold your own, though, Brad. We've seen your swing and we've seen you play.
Yeah. Don't sell yourself short. You're a perfectly good slouch.
And then, thank you. I appreciate George Smalls. And then the Anaheim guys, I'm playing, of course, my buddy is a member at a course that we played a lot before called Arroyo Tribuca, which just happens to be the course of Michael Block, our PGA buddy.
Oh, yeah.
He shot himself in the foot by
knocking off. So glad we're over that storyline of that putts. And I'm going to pat myself on the back for being the first one to call him out. I just knew it right away. Knew it right away. Just knew it.
Yeah. I was excited to meet him, but now I'm like, eh.
Just a douchebag. Absolute
douche. Come on, dude. Yeah, just enjoy your 15 minutes and just be quiet.
Oh,
I know.
Michael Jordan's on the phone? Oh, what a story. Oh, look at that shot. Oh. Oh, if I was Rory, I'd be the best player in the world.
In the world, yeah.
Okay.
I know.
I'm so glad he finished dead last. I'm so glad. So glad he was in the toilet. God.
Yeah. Yeah. That'll be a good trip, though. I'm excited.
Okay.
I think it's funny how you were going to keep that to yourself, and then you just decided.
Because he brought it up.
I did, yeah.
Trevor Immelman. And Michael, what a rate. I mean, only 125 an hour at your club.
Right.
It's 150, Trevor. Oh, only 150. Yeah. What a deal for those members.
What a deal. And he's booked,
Booked. Trevor, I'm not even taking new clients right now, Trevor. I'm booked.
Yeah, I can't. I can't, Trevor. Not even you.
Yeah.
But they're booked out, man. It's hard to get on that course right now. They're still riding the wave. So
can you fix the young starters, please?
Yeah, Kirby tonight. Yeah, we'll fix him. No problem.
Come on, man.
I like it. His first turn. This will be a fun night for him, right? You know, grew up in New York and Rye.
That's right.
Outside of the city, about 45 minutes. Never faced the Yankees. Really excited about this start. This will be cool, and I think he's gonna. You know, we're not gonna see the 7 runs, 4 home runs, last start, George Kirby. You know, I think that he'll be highly motivated, not just to do better, but certainly pitch against his home state team. So, you know, I think we're all spoiled, right? I mean, these guys have been so good for the first, 50 games. We can't expect them to put up quality starts every outing, although that's what they were doing. So, Yankees are hot. They scored 10 runs the last 3 games, and they got on Miller, and they got on Gilbert last night. Just a bad little stretch, and you hope Kirby turns it around tonight.
All right, scale of 1 to 10, your concern level for the Mariners.
10 being like a highly concerned. I don't know. 4?
Two?
I mean, I'm not.
4.
Not 2. Okay. Yeah, I'm not worried at all.
Goldie said 12 when we had him on.
12? For what?
He's well,
like 4.5 games out of the wild card.
He kind of keeps it a little bit more real how he feels about the team.
Oh, does he? Being a team employee, does he do that? Does he?
Yeah.
I bet he does.
Really likes to really push the envelope on it.
Right. They're 4.5 out. I mean, I think they're just fine. You know, the offense has been better. You know, we talked about them just being needing to be average. And last time I checked the stats, they were like 12th or 13th in hitting, which will get it done. You know, averaging 4.5 a game with the pitching. It should be good. You know, obviously, it hasn't shown up the last 2 games, but I think overall, I think they're in a good spot. You know, you look around the West, and I know the Rangers are off to the best start in their history, best record in history for 51-odd games, but I'm still not sold on them. Angels fading, the Blue Jays are fading a little bit, so that wild card is right there for them to take. So not worried at all. Yeah, I'll go back down to a 2. I like that, a 2 right now.
Mine's higher than that. It shouldn't just be wild card this year, should it? I mean, this should be a year in which the Mariners are looking to, capture the AL West.
Yeah. No, you're right. And that was kind of the goal going in. You're right. Texas, again, out of their heads in first place. Houston right there. Houston's going to be there all year, all next year, all couple of years, It's just the way they're built. And, it's the goal, obviously postseason, yes. But you're right. I mean, it was to finally catch the Astros and pass them. A chance, obviously, to do that. There's, 100 games left. We don't know how it's all going to play out, obviously. Munoz is coming back. That's going to really help the back end of their bullpen. Dylan Moore is going to be ready to go fairly soon here. Get them healthy. Get everybody that they want. And then just, start rolling. Miller's been a great addition to this rotation. He gave them, 5 best starts in the history of baseball. So, they're fine. Marco's pitching great. I, again, no concerns right now.
But there will be a point, I guess, when it gets concern time. And I'm just
sure
they've dominated the A's. Everyone's dominated the A's, and so that's not a
except, well, other,
except for the Braves. But you know they've that? got a record of 6-11 right now. And again, it's just 17 games, and these are all just one series that they've played. But you know they've got a losing record against everyone that's above them right now in the playoffs, minus Houston. And so I think the pessimistic fan would say, okay, well, it's great that they're beating up on Oakland and Detroit, where they won the series, in Colorado. But when they have to face playoff-caliber teams, they're not delivering right now. And then I think the one thing that's a little bit concerning is Brad, they the last 2 years were so good in these one-run close games. And I don't know what if there's this, you know, a measure or a statistic that tells you, well, why is this team better in one-run games or not? Is there a little bit of luck that's involved in those one-run games? I think we'd all acknowledge that there is. The ball bounces your way sometimes, but you make your own luck. You've got a good bullpen and all that. So in the last couple of years, they were really on the kind of the razor's edge of things, and it just hasn't gone their way. Is that a cause of concern, though, moving forward for them, especially Jim brought this up earlier? I mean, their schedule is going to get a lot tougher here in the next, you know, couple months.
Yeah, June doesn't look great in July. Good points. I would say to that, yes, that would be a concern going forward for sure. You know, a lot of these teams that they've lost series to, it's been pretty close. You know, the ones, I think of that Texas one here where Texas won 2 out of 3, and they scored, first two games they scored 2 runs, and they split, and they won the last game like 4-3 against Castillo. So I think the games have been low scoring, they've been close. The series hasn't gone their way, but to your guys' point, that would be a concern for me. If they cannot win close games, 1 and 2 run games, they need to dominate. They have the last 2 years, as you said, Puck, and that's how they're set up. That's how they play. They use the bullpen a lot. They can extend games. They should be great in extra inning games. You know, they added a little bit of offense. They thought this off season with Hernandez and Wong, it's worked out a little bit. But they're hoping to get the offense a little bit better so they can win these games. You know, they're kind of regressing to the mean, right? They were so good. They led the majors in one-run wins these last 2 years. You figured it was going to turn, and it has turned so far. But, yeah, that's the one thing to look at. And I would say if they cannot win these games, because they're going to play a ton of them with the way they pitch and with their offense has just been okay. If they can't win like they have been and come out on top in these, it's going to be a long year going forward for sure.
Hey, Brad, Puckett was mentioning the other day about having Teoscar Hernandez as your everyday DH and moving Kelnick over to right field and then kind of mixing and matching, I guess, with Pollock, maybe when Moore gets back, Haggerty, and whoever else out there in left field. What kind of solution would you have if Scott Servais were to ask you, Brad Adam, what he should do at that spot?
Ooh. Yeah.
At the DH spot?
Yeah.
I would, you know, Hernandez has been fine in right field. He hasn't hurt you defensively. And Kelnick, I think, has been really good in wherever he's been in the outfield. I don't know if you could mix together a Trammell, Pollock, Haggerty, Moore combo in left field. I mean, I guess you could. I still think that maybe moving forward, you know, and I think we saw a guy in Pittsburgh, and we were kind of talking about it when they were in town this weekend with Carlos Santana. Like, do they go get him again, right? Do they get a DH at the deadline, somebody like a Santana who was so good and Julio calls his dad, you know? That would make a lot of sense. But if they were not going to add anyone, I think I would still leave Hernandez out there in right field. I just think that defensively he's better than what you're going to get, I think, from Trammell and Moore. And offensively, you just kind of piece it together like they have been. I know it's not ideal when you have Haggerty be the DH like it was last night. That's why I think that there's a chance that they can go and get somebody, you get a bat. I don't know if you need a position guy right now, really, but to get a bat like a Santana, get him again. We saw what he did last year, the deadline move. So, I mean, that would make a lot of sense to me. But I think that they do need to upgrade that, but I don't know if they need to add a specific, like, position player right now.
All right. Well, enjoy it. Let's see if they can get a win here this evening. We appreciate it. Enjoy your road trip down there in San Diego. Enjoy Torrey Pines. You'll have a blast.
I will.
Hit them straight.
Sure. I'm going to take a picture of that range for you.
Yeah.
Send it to you.
You're good. You're going to be like, really?
Are they the yellow balls with the black stripes?
Like, I want to say yes, but I can't remember. you're gonna go there and you're gonna be like, I can't, because you've seen the driving range on TV. You've seen it, and you're just gonna be amazed of like, this is it.
Okay.
Like, this is it.
Paying for this.
Yeah, but the rest all of right. the property is amazing.
No yeah, joke. And we got the South Course too, so I'm excited.
Oh yeah, well have fun.
Yeah, we'll do. Thanks, all guys. Right.